Hey guys, and welcome to the Strong Tower Mental Health Podcast, where you will be inspired, encouraged, and transformed with powerful teachings and real stories of mental health. This podcast is not a substitute for counseling. If you are in a crisis, call or text your local crisis center or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Jesus is in our mental health, and freedom is where we start. I am your host, Heidi Mortensen, licensed marriage and family therapist. Get ready. Today's show's going to bring you hope. Hello, and welcome to the Strong Tower Mental Health Podcast. I am your host, Heidi Mortensen, licensed marriage and family therapist from the state of Minnesota. Thanks so much for listening. If this is your first time, please make sure to subscribe and like, comment, and share. We really appreciate your support. Today's episode is going to be on the topic of regulating our emotions. And I'm going to spin this where we're going to talk about skills. A lot of times in this podcast, I dive into the deep healing that we need, processing our emotions, processing difficult things, and really getting to the heart of it. Sometimes we just need skills. I've done a series so far, and I've done interpersonal effectiveness, I've done distress tolerance, and then this is the third one of a DBT skills series called emotion regulation. So that's what this episode is about. So come on in. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Be here with us. Be with every single person who is listening or watching. I bless them in Jesus' name, and I pray for their families, for their mind, for their soul. Just, I even pray for an increase of discernment that even as they're listening to this episode, Lord, that they can take the skills that they need and they can let go of the ones that they don't. And I just pray for even encouragement for some of them thinking, I just am not skillful enough and I just struggle with my emotions, that in this episode that they can be encouraged that they're actually doing a lot better than they think and that you are in the midst of them more than they even realize. So open our eyes, open our ears to the big, vast world that is yours, God. I pray for anxiety, I pray for depression, for all of that to leave in Jesus' name. But most of all, God, I pray that we can have more godly skills and be like you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, before I dive in, I want to just remind you of the women's retreat that is coming April 26th through 27th of 2024. It is going to be a time of empowerment and connection, of experiencing moments of presence and peace and passion with God alongside tons of other amazing women. Susie Larson is going to be one of the speakers. I will be one of the speakers. We're going to have some really amazing breakouts, shopping. There'll be book signings. There'll even be food there. So it's going to be a really great time. It's Friday night to Saturday. So really an awesome opportunity to really spend time with God and really just let go and get some healing and really just get some refreshing and even fresh revelation of what God has for you in this next season. I feel like there's many of us that are in this place of transition of like, God, what's next? What do you have next for me? And sometimes we just need to take some time away and make the effort for it. So I just pray for those of you who are interested in this, that you can make a way, that finances will come through. You can go to the website, www.discovermyinsidestory.com, to find out more about the women's retreat. All right, so I'm going to reference, as we talk about today's episode, which is called Emotion Regulation, I want to go back to two episodes if you have the time. One is episode 54, titled Avoiding Emotions and Offloading Hurt Strategies That Are Commonly Used. And then the other one is episode 150, Does God Care About Our Emotions? And God does care about our emotions, and there are so many things that we do to kind of try to avoid or get away from feeling, and I don't feel, and this isn't for me, and the reality is we're feeling beings, so we can't not feel. It just is the way that we're made. And I have a question for some of you. This is a question that I will ask people either in my office or if we're doing a group, and I'll say, do we have a choice with our emotions? Think about this for a moment. Do you think you have a choice? Many people will often say, yes, we have a choice. And the answer is no, we don't have a choice. Emotions just happen. And this is the problem with emotions, is because we can feel very out of control, and we're like, what just happened? My emotions are all over the place. And where a lot of drama can happen, where a lot of arguments with our family and friends and our spouses and our children, because we're very heightened emotionally. We're very angry, or we're very passionate about something. We're very frustrated. We're really sad. We're really hurt. We're really something. And it's because the emotions just happen. Where do they happen? They come from the cognitive triangle, which I've talked about before, where right before we have a strong emotion, we have thoughts. And often those thoughts are from the enemy. And so here's where we can bring in and do something different. In some other episodes, I talk about the cognitive triangle more, but I just want to remind you of that emotions just happen to us. So if you're feeling something and you're feeling shame about it, to really let that shame go, that you're feeling it because you're feeling it, like you can't help it. But let's say, God, what lie am I believing? Ask God what lie you're believing that's preceding that feeling. Because, for example, if you are just really feeling very depressed and very hopeless and just struggling and you just don't know why, well, we just say, Holy Spirit, why am I believing? Why am I feeling this way? What lie am I believing? And if you allow yourself to really listen and hear, many of us are believing a lie that we're just not worthy. We're not loved. And maybe we know we're loved by God, but we're not loved by other people, or other people don't give us enough time. And so we're basing a lot of our worth on how other people are treating us, or how other people have treated us in the past. And we're wounded and we're hurt from it. And we're still operating from that place of, I'm not worthy, I'm not loved. And we're in this place of hopelessness or hurt or depressed. And we feel this way. So you can't help it. You just feel it. But it's coming from a lie. And so this is where, like, counseling is helpful, inner healing is helpful, even deliverance is helpful, to go in and dig at the lies, and that can help you to have more heavenly emotions. You can have more emotions that are more godly and not so hurtful, and that you don't keep spinning. So why do we have emotions? What good are they? I'm going to take this from Alex Miller. He talks about this in this DBT skills manual. This is where I'm going to get this from. Emotions give us information. They communicate to and influence others. They motivate and prepare us for action. So there's things that emotions do. So if they give us information, we see someone hurt and we see maybe sadness on somebody's face, and you're like, it's giving you information. Oh, I see sadness on them. Okay, we could just leave it at that. That person's sad. We could actually have it do, it could motivate us. So let's say maybe this person you're really close to, the emotion that you see in them might motivate you to then go approach them and say, how are you doing? Are you okay? Can I pray for you? Is there anything you want to talk about? Like, that emotion motivates you to then go do something. So it communicates something. It gives us information. And the thing about emotions is that they are real. They are facts. Or excuse me, I shouldn't say they're facts. They're actually real. You're feeling them, but they're not the truth of what God says. So if you're feeling depressed, God isn't actually wanting you to feel the depression, even though the feelings are real. And Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened. I will give you rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Like, Jesus wants us to go to him. There's no shame in the depression. There's no shame in the sadness. So often we feel shame in it. Like, I shouldn't be feeling this. It's like, you can't help it. They're just there, but it's based on a lie. And so we got to dig at, we want to get the lie. But again, the emotion is communicating. So listen, be like, okay, God, I'm feeling this sadness, or I'm feeling this hurt, or whatever it is that you're feeling. What is the lie that I'm believing? So allow it to give you information. And then, like I said before, it can motivate us. It can communicate us to act and then go do something. If someone is angry, you might be motivated to say, is there something that I did? I'm so sorry. Can we talk about it? And so it can motivate you into a place of healing, of making a repair with someone else, because you see that the anger is directed at you potentially. You don't know. You might need to get more information. But the emotion that we see in other people tells a story, and it gives us information, even if they're not actually using their words. And so I'm going to give just a few skills that I think are helpful for handling emotions. Again, this is not all of them. I'm just going to kind of go through more so just basic emotion regulation skills. So the first thing is we want to just use a feeling wheel, and we've got to be able to identify, what am I feeling? So often in my office, I see people who don't even know what they're feeling. And it's not because they're not like aware of, they know what happy, sad, angry, mad is, like they've seen that before, but they don't know what it actually feels like in their body. And so being able to get in touch with this is really important, because this is where God can show you who you are. There could be something that you're not allowing to come out because you're repressing, that you actually have some like deep set anger towards something or someone, and that needs to get out and be healed. You need to let that come out and process. That's why people will say punching a bag or a pillow is a really good thing, because you're getting it out. You're not letting it stay in here. And God wants us to get these emotions out. He doesn't want us to just keep it and be like, no, you're fine, don't feel. Okay, there's healthy ways to do this. So number two is you want to name your emotions. Here's what you can do. I feel blank. So I feel sad, I feel hurt, I feel angry, I feel happy because, and then fill in the blank. Okay, so I had a situation with my kids and a friend, and my son was feeling left out. And so I had him share. I was like, so, you know, again, this is a high intention emotional situation. I'm like, what are you feeling? Sad. And because I was left out. And so then I had somebody else respond back and say, I hear that you feel sad because you were left out. And so like, the validation of like, I hear you, so we can try to de-escalate it just a little bit. And then they're able to say, I'm sorry that I left you out. That wasn't my intention. I want you to play with us. So it was like this, you know, being able to first name it can de-escalate that person, and then being able to validate, hear them. But the first thing that's most important is the basic is I feel emote this because of this. We've got to be able to speak this out and name this instead of pointing the finger and saying, you did this to me and you are, you know, causing this and you made me angry. Da, da, da. It's like, no, not you didn't make me angry. It's I feel angry because you did this. And this is so much more skillful, especially working with other people, if you have a strong emotion. And then number three is you want to prepare yourself. In the DBT, which is dialectical behavior therapy, and I talk about this in the other episodes, comes from the DBT skills manual by Marsha Linehan. Again, I'm not going into the deep details, but I'm just getting some skills. This skills comes from the acronym ABC Please. So I'm going to go through this really quickly, but these are like basic things that we need to do to make healthier choices. You know how when you're really tired and you feel like you feel crabby, and then it comes out as very unskillful because you're tired and you need more sleep. Okay, or maybe you had a lot of sugar and you're not, you lose access to healthy skills when you don't do some of these things. So the first one is to accumulate positive experiences. If you continue to keep going on with your life without having positive experiences, you're going to get drained and you're going to be tired. We want to be doing things that are positive. So this could be positive interaction. It could be you go for a walk or you exercise, or you do something that's engaging in something positive for yourself. And number two is, or B is, build mastery. So this is just doing things that you just have mastery over, you don't even think about. Like when you ride a bike, most people know how to ride a bike. You just don't think about it, you just do it. There's mastery over riding a bike. Even driving, there's things you have mastery over and you can learn. But find something else that you know that you can feel really good about, that like, I'm actually really good at playing the piano, or I'm really good at writing or singing or whatever that is that we have mastery that we know we're good at. C is cope ahead of time with emotional situations. So you want to just think through it. Describe the situation. I know this is going to be tough. They might get angry. Imagine it in your mind and rehearse skillfully walking through it so that you're more prepared than when you actually enter into that situation. T is treat physical illness. don't ignore this. I think this is kind of something that we can say if you're feeling sick, you have something physical going on, you're not going to be able to make as effective emotional choices yourself. So make sure to treat them, take medicine if you need to, drink lots of water, you know, do what you need to do, you know, take vitamins so that you can be healthy physically. B is balanced eating. Okay, so food and your mood is that there's a very big connection to this. So if you do have lots of sugary snacks and you're not eating protein, for example, you can get tired and irritable. Pay attention to your body and know what you need and make sure to give your body the fuel that it needs. A is avoid mood-altering drugs. I think we can say this for many people, but some of us, we're like, oh, I'm just going to have fun on the weekends and I'm just going to have some drinks with my friends. Or you might know somebody that they just, you know, occasionally will smoke marijuana and they think it's no big deal because it's legal. And the problem is the mood altering that happens from these is it can then affect your emotions. And then just here's what I would say to you. If this is something that you take a practice of, a habit of, notice the choices that you make. Notice your emotions. Notice how you feel in the morning. Notice how you think. Pay attention to the alteration of the way that you were made. And again, I don't say that to shame you. I say that for you to be skillful. Just notice, to allow God to come in to see, is this something that is helping you or not helping you? Number B is balanced sleep. This is so important. Adults need 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Children need 8 to 10. And it is a myth that you can catch up on sleep. I think some people think if I get like catch up for the last week and I get like 15 hours, that does not work. That's just going to make you more tired. What's more important is that you get consistent sleep every single night. Naps are great if you're able to do that, but really being able to pay attention to this. And the next one, G, is to get exercise. Even if it's going for brisk walks or just moving, getting activity, your body needs that. That movement is so important. If you're not somebody who goes to a gym, it's okay, but find something that you can do where there's movement that's happening in your body. All right, so those skills that I just gave you comes from Marsha Linehan's, and it's ABC Please, which is the analogy that I gave you. And that basically, these are basic things to do to increase the odds of having healthier emotions and making healthier choices. So this is kind of like, you know, your mom says, take your vitamins or drink your water. It's kind of those kind of skills. But notice what happens with certain things in your life and how it affects your emotions. So now I'm going to give you a couple emotion regulation skills that the DBT skills curriculum talks about. One is called opposite action. And this is simply acting out the opposite that the emotion is making you feel. So if you're feeling angry and you want to lash out at someone and scream at them or even be physical with them or hit them or maybe send that email or send that text, you want to do the opposite. So the opposite could be don't send the text. Or you could send a kind text, you know, or you could have compassion on them and pray for them. God, I just pray for their soul. Thank you so much for them. Even though you're very angry. So you do the opposite action of what the emotion is telling you to do. Okay, if sadness is telling you to isolate, reach out and call a friend. Even though you don't feel like it, you don't want to do this at all, you force yourself to make the skillful choice of, okay, I'm going to do the opposite of what the sadness is telling me to do. Pick up the phone, make the call. All right, the next one is called Ride the Wave. I love this skill. This is one of my favorites because it can give us hope in the midst of like a really, really high, intense situation. And it takes some time to be able to grasp using this and have hope in it, because if you can think about right now a time where you were very intensely emotional and maybe not skillful, look at that situation and think, are you feeling that right now? Most likely you're not. And so what that means is our emotions eventually ride into shore and don't stay high like a big wave. So we call it ride the wave because the emotions will not stay intense forever. There are things you can do to actually decrease yourself. You can take some deep breaths. You can talk to somebody. You can get prayer. You can pray yourself and be like, God, help me. You know, thank you, Jesus, for whatever. That gratitude can help us as well. And really be able to like see long term from the moment that you're in. And one thing, don't try to hold on to the emotions. I think sometimes we hold on to an emotion because we feel such anger and offense towards something else that we're like, I deserve to be feeling this right now. And you probably do. And it's not going to make any skillful choices. It's not going to have any long-term effects in that moment. And so sometimes being able to just notice it and see it as neutral. So for example, I'm feeling anger intensely. Yep. That's anger. Huh. I'm feeling anger. It's not good or bad. It just is. And so just noticing the emotion can allow it to just decrease just a little bit, because what you're doing is you're actually honoring yourself. You're honoring the way that you're feeling, and that itself can actually allow it to start to ride. The next skill is healthy boundaries. I actually have done 2 episodes on this whole topic. So this is a really, really big topic. There's amazing books out there that really help you to have healthy boundaries and dive in deep into, you know, what if they're a family member and what if it's a spouse and all those kinds of things, when to say goodbye. I know Lisa Turquist has a really good book, and so does, I think it's Gary Thomas. But the biggest thing is to know what's healthy and what's unhealthy. Like, we just need to be aware of boundaries and when I end, you begin. Henry Cloud has a really good book. There's a lot of good books. So I really don't want to go into deep detail on this, but just mentioning it as an emotion regulation skill is what we need to be aware of. That when we don't have healthy boundaries, it impacts us with how we respond in our emotions. So some of you could be more emotional or more triggered by something that you are actually needing to have a healthy boundary with someone in your life. So I say this, and I have this in this episode for you to pay attention to, is there someone or some situation that I need to have a healthy boundary with that I'm not right now? And that's the awareness that I would have with you on this. The next skill is assertiveness. So the other sides of this is passive, and then the other side is aggressive. I think we've heard this where people are passive aggressive and they go back and forth between, oh, I'm fine, nope, I'm good, and then I blow up at you because you didn't respond or say what I wanted you to say. But it's like, well, I asked you if you're okay and you said, no, I'm fine, and now you're blowing up at me, so I'm confused. And so this passive aggressive is very confusing for people in your life if you struggle with that. And it's confusing if you have someone in your life who's passive aggressive. So we want to work on being assertive. And being assertive is going back to the beginning when I said, I feel angry because of this. Like, that's assertive. Like, you're just communicating, you're just being you, you're speaking up, you're saying your story. I'm feeling this because you did this. And I'm sad because of, like, your story. They might not like it, but it's the truth. It's your truth in that moment. And so we need to be able to talk about that and speak about it instead of being passive aggressive. And here's what I would say about this. We often don't use assertive skills because of experiences in our life of people who've either not received your emotion, told you you couldn't feel that way or be that way, and they've kind of squashed it instead of empowering you to be able to say, hey, it's okay that you're feeling that way. Tell me more about your feelings. So often we get offended because somebody else is hurt from us. But the reality is they get to be hurt from you. We've got to be able to build our tolerance to be able to have difficult conversations, especially when it comes to interactions with other people, emotions that they might feel about a certain situation. It's not the end of the story. We have to remember about the ride the wave. Just because somebody's really angry with you right now doesn't mean they're always going to be. It's a moment in time that they're frustrated and they're angry. We've got to let them speak. We've got to allow that to happen so that it builds intimacy in the relationship where you can then respond with, wow, I didn't know I made you that angry. Whew, we got to talk about this. Thanks for telling me. Like, I'm struggling with that. I don't like it, but let's talk. And so even us, like, asking God to give you the ability to be able to sit with someone in those big emotions and be able to hear them and not get hijacked yourself. And so this is where prayer is so important, and really spending time with God and just and worshiping and just allowing God to just soak into your soul so that you have more of that love of God that's in your soul. So when there is an intense situation, skills come out. It's like you get squeezed and off you go to the races with healthy skills. And you're not in that roller coaster emotions where you're getting hijacked very quickly. You actually come out with these skillful responses if there is something intense that happens with someone else. And then the last thing that I would say is to really check the facts. Many times we are feeling highly emotional and we have the facts wrong. We might think, well, he said this or this happened and this situation is going like this because this happened. Well, let's find out, is that actually what happened? Let's get the facts, check them, and make sure, is that really what happened? And is that the way it happened? Like, sometimes we get things completely wrong and we're so upset about something when we might actually have the story incorrect. So describe the situation, check the facts, kind of what's the goal, brainstorm, kind of choose a solution, follow up with an action, and then evaluate and go back. So being more thoughtful with situations and processes instead of just jumping in or responding with our emotions. So I pray that you are able to get some really good skills that you can use in a moment. Again, these skills are not going to be deep. They're not going to help you to heal your heart. I mean, they can, because when you're able to use the skills, then you have access to be able to get deeper into some of the hurt soul wounds that we have. But we've got to be able to first be able to use these skills and access more of God by being able to tend to what's going on with my emotions. What are my emotions communicating? What skills do I need to use in this moment? So God, we thank you so much that Jesus is our teacher and the Holy Spirit lives inside each one of us, guiding us and showing us the way to be more skillful, the way to be able to access godly emotions and to listen to emotions where there might be hurt or pain attached to it, and that we need to bring it to you. And so I pray for an increased tolerance for us to be able to access, know, and be able to communicate our emotions, that we don't run from them, we don't hide from them, but that we have an upgrade in emotional maturity. I pray for an upgrade in emotional maturity for every single person listening or watching, that they don't run from whatever it is that they're feeling, that they get curious, that they can listen, and they can bring you into it, God. I pray for an improvement of being able to own their own story instead of blaming others and being able to identify how they're feeling and why. That they can use these skills such as ride the wave or opposite action or assertiveness. That we can be more skillful as we get more sleep, that we eat better, we spend time with you, God. And that there's no shame in this and us learning how to be more skillful. So I just break off any shame right now in the name of Jesus of anybody listening who has not made healthy choices with their emotions. God is not mad at you. It's okay. This is why we go after God, that we can become more like him. He's so proud of you and he's so pleased with you. The gospel is free. Like, we don't need to do anything to get there. We just need to accept and receive his love. So I just want to remind you that God loves you just the way you are, even with the intense emotions. And so I pray that if some of you that feels like it's always, all the time, and just the intensity just feels really high, that you can get healing that you need and the avenue for the emotions to come out, whether it's painting or singing or sports, whatever that is, that there is an avenue for you to be able to actually fuel that God has actually given you a gift, and to not ignore that passion, but heal whatever needs to get healed and bring out whatever passion needs to be brought out for the glory of God. And so we thank you, God, that you are our healer. We thank you for the power of the blood, that you died on the cross for our sins, and that we live in this place of resurrection, that there is redemption, that you can redeem all the hurt, all the pain. And so we thank you, God. We love you, and we give you all the glory. Amen. Thank you so much for listening or watching. Again, please make sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the follow if you're not following on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Thank you so much for watching.
Thanks for listening to the Strong Tower Mental Health Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and subscribe wherever you listen. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread mental health awareness with Jesus at the center. You can also check me out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or my website at HeidiMortensonLMFT.com. See you at our next episode.